Okay.
What are you talking about?
Anytime I have gone through airport security and I don't have on cotton panties, I get like frisked by like gorilla hands.
You think they see in that scanner?
I don't know if it's that or if it's got like some sort of.
You got metal up in your panties? What's going on in your. What's going on in there?
I don't know. But now every time I go through airport security, I got on some cotton
panties. Some big old granny panties.
What happens when you combine a design-loving, big-city-living, black-clothes-wearing art history major with a culinary-teaching, small-town-living, pink toenail-painting home ec major? We'll stir in two husbands, six grown kids, pop it in the oven for 40-plus years of friendship and foolishness, and you get a big old batch of designer cornbread.
Welcome to episode 44.
It's 44, episode 44, and I'm just going to get on in it.
Let's get in it.
Thank you. So plot twist, there was no wedding.
Twist. Wait, say it
and
again.
And I'm laughing, but it's not funny.
I know, it's not funny. Go ahead, say it again because I stepped over you. Go ahead.
No, this is how we cope. There was no wedding, and I'm just going to kind of go through a little thing that I wrote, just because, and if it sounds like I'm reading something, it's because I kind of am reading something, just because I wanted to be careful about my words and share. Yeah. So long story short, the wedding did not happen. The bride called it off a week before the date, and we were already in Florida, Tim and I were, and needless to say, it came as a huge shock. She has some things that she needs to figure out for herself, and she and Thatcher have been talking about and through those things throughout their relationship for a number of years and months to some extent. So all I'm going to say is it doesn't have anything to do with their relationship, but rather kind of marriage in general. And that's really all I want to share about it because, hang on. Golly, you all. One day I'm going to learn to turn off my phone. But that's all I want to share just be in terms of the, cause you know, I want to be mindful of everyone's privacy and it's not, you know, for us to share everything about everything, but needless to say, it's been a rough couple of weeks and, but we've made the best of it and all the kids, Abe and Hud, and then including, Joey as well. Abe's boyfriend still came to Florida. And some of Thatcher's best buds came. The Shanks came. Joni and Ron and Caleb and Joni's mama came. JVB, Boogie came. And a few of the Louisiana cousins all came. So we ended up, weirdly, having a great time in spite of being shocked and sad and confused, to be honest. But we had tons of amazing beach time. We had great food. We might have rented a blue convertible Mustang, and I might have decided that I'm ready for a midlife crisis car, which was very supported by Thatcher's friends.
I just want to step in here right now and say that I am all on board for you having a midlife crisis car.
Everyone is supporting it. Everyone is really supporting it.
I feel supported in that. Thelma and Louise need the blue convertible.
We need something. And I don't even think I hadn't looked all the trip home. Don't even think I wasn't in the car looking. Good friends of ours here in town, Katie and Johnny. So we had texted them about the situation and then sent them pictures and they're just sweet to check on us and all. And I told them that about the midlife crisis car and he was all up on it. He was like, oh yeah. He's like, I'll find you one. Okay, let's go spend your money. I'm like, settle down. So there's that. Thatcher is doing very well. We appreciate your thoughts and we appreciate your prayers for him, for us as a family, for Jess, for her family. Just know that, you know, we don't know what the future is going to look like, but he is doing very well, all things considered. He's learned a lot about hard things in his life and trusting in God, and he rebounds fairly quickly. But we're, you know, obviously keeping a close eye and just in touch and contacting, and he's doing very well. Let's see what else. What I was going to say, he's doing well. You know, Joni and I on here, we're not going to really process on here, but in this space or this platform, but just know that we have been processing and will continue to do so in person.
Processing.
There's been tears and there's been laughs, and we continue to do that.
And there might have been a threat to roll somebody's yard. I don't know.
There might have been, but it was, we restrained. Everything's fine. But again, it's not, just to kind of let everybody know, excuse me. It's not that I don't want to be open or honest or authentic. We've talked about that. And this is part of life, and this is part of, dealing with things, but it's not the time to do so. And it's not all our, again, there's privacy.
It's not your story to tell.
No.
It is partly, we can discuss, that over the time period, and we don't. You know, sorry guys, we're just really trying to be respectful of
and I'm not really sorry. I'll be honest, I'm not sorry because well, you know, that's what you do as a grown up, and you don't in some things, and it's not. But I would definitely, obviously, we talked about the wedding, you know, everyone knew it was coming up. It was a big deal, it was a big deal for us, and it didn't happen. So we're obviously going to address that to some extent and be forthcoming, and you know, we're learning a lot about transitions and changing plans and parenting adult kids. And we're going to continue to learn more on that. So as you know, we can share, but you know, again, sometimes people listen to people and look at people and it's, everything's just great and everything's going great. Well, things don't always go great. And sometimes you really, you know, you get a big old curveball, you know, and when it involves your kids, obviously, you know, it's just really tough. So, but we are all doing well. And like I said, we had a really amazing, God is so good, you guys, just because we had such a, I can't even believe I'm saying this sentence, but we had such a good time in Florida with everybody. Like,
and if I can say this, I'm going to interject here a little bit.
Yeah.
As the friend, as you are sitting here watching your family, I'm going to say, because it's beyond friendship, suffer and hurt like this, as a friend, I didn't know what to say. I'll be honest with you. Mm. I didn't know what to pray. All I needed to do was show up. Mm-hmm. And if I can address that for a minute, a lot of times there are times that you watch people around you go through some very difficult times through wedding, or not difficult, but at weddings or funerals or hospitalizations or anything, that big events in people's lives. And I am guilty of saying it. And I know a lot of people are, they're not even going to know if I'm there or not. And here's what I'm going to tell you is, yes, they do.
Yeah.
And if you keep this phrase in your head, show up. Mm-hmm. And that's it. Just whatever it is, just show up. And through that, we had a ball in Florida.
Yeah.
I hate to, you know.
No, it's true. That's what's so weird. And, I'm in like the Twilight Zone. Well,
I think I posted on one of my social medias, a picture of the two of us and said that, you know, when the Lord is Lord of your life, there is joy to be found in sorrow. Yeah. And, you know, and there is, and we found that joy. Mm-hmm. And the thing is, what we know and why you can find that joy is the Lord's not going to leave us there. Mm-hmm. The Lord's not going to leave Thatcher there. He's not going to leave Jess there.
Right.
And so you don't have to waller, you know.
You don't got to get down there and waller in it.
Well, I mean, you can waller in the sand.
We wallered. We wallered in some sand. We drowned our sorrows in tropical beverages and beaches and swimming pools and convertibles. That's just what we did.
And I'm not a big fan. I'm going to tell you, I'm not a beach person. Mm-hmm. I am much more of a mountain person. Mm-hmm. I'm not a fan of all the sand and walking up and down, and sand gets in places that
that it ain't got no business being.
It shouldn't be in. Y'all check back with me in a couple of months because I'm not sure. It might be a hemorrhoid or it might be a pearl.
Oh, boy. So, okay, guys, I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry.
Oh, just saying. Sand ought not be up in there.
We don't need to talk about it. We don't need to talk about it.
A pearl. There's going to be a pearl.
Oh, my gosh. That's just really something.
And look, I'm so short, you could start calling me Mini Pearl.
Oh, gosh. No.
Okay.
I'm going to call you Ursula because that's how you're behaving.
Ooh, I don't like Ursula.
I know.
Ooh.
I kind of like her. Yeah, that's a good, exactly what Joni said. That's exactly right. There was, and I'm a really private person in a lot of ways. I don't share, you know, there's very few people that get the whole picture. But it doesn't mean I'm not when I do share stuff, it's authentic and it's what I'm really thinking and feeling. But, you know, I can tend to hole up, and when I'm in a bad place, you know, or going through or processing, I like to kind of be by myself. Just ask my husband. He's like, "Oh Lord, she's shut the door. She's in her room." You know, that's just how I do. But it was the perfect thing that we all needed. To be in a beautiful place. I mean, again, it's just bizarre. We passed the wedding venue a million times. It's a lot. But yet, again, part of facing stuff and just, like, facing it is helpful in the process of, like, instead of just, like, giving, I don't know if this makes any sense, but giving stuff more power than it needs to have. Like, I was determined to not let this very sad and hard thing ruin some things that we had planned and that, I don't know how to explain it. Things like key lime pie, things like a playlist that I made that has songs I love. Like, I could easily be like, that those songs now are sad to me. They make me think of this sad time.
Yeah.
And I'm very conscious to go, no, that's not, I'm not going to let it spill over. I'm going to experience, we're going to process, we're going to deal with the reality, but not let it spill over into things that we love and enjoy. And that was being together at the beach and doing all that. And some of the really good memories. I mean, we had a ton. Thatcher and Hudson went snorkeling with their cousins and literally swam within touching distance of manatees. Like in the water, got to see all kinds of cool stuff. The water was gorgeous. We had quite a bit of rain at some point, but the water was calm every day. Literally the day we were leaving, yellow flags were out and it had been green flags every day. That was really good. We found this great little place right on the inlet called the Square Grouper that Tim and Thatch and I, we went there several times. It's kind of a casual, it's in Jupiter, the Square Grouper, and it was a casual, it's all outdoor, like there's no indoor, it's so Florida-y, like it just looks classic Florida-y. They've got a sign out front that's like, no one under 21, which I guess at night it must get kind of hopping, because when we went there after the beach, it was, you know, not like a hopping crazy place, but over 21 only. We don't have any valet. We don't have any wait staff. We don't clear your table. No kids, no dogs. I mean, they were like, the sign was like very instructive.
Take care of yourself. Yeah.
I know. We were like, okay, well, we knew, but it was very pleasant and it was right on the inlet. We had beverages. They had good, you know, little snacky food. It was a place we went to several times. Like, it was great to just come right off the beach, put your cover up on. Like, you didn't have to be, you know, fancy. So the Square Grouper was great. And then on the other extreme, we went to the Breakers a couple of times in Palm Beach on the island. And I mean, y'all, Joni, that's how we were meant to live, Joni.
I can't do the sand. I don't like pearl
You don't
necklaces.
Have to get up in the sand. You can get up in that hotel. You can just sit in the lobby.
I know. No.
And
if
in,
I
the,
could sit.
In the raw bar and the beautiful overlooking the beach. You can only go there a few times and get a little bit, but it is gorgeous and delightful and luxurious and beautiful.
Nice,
so we drove around the island, you know, a couple different times with people. We had breakfast at your place, at your Airbnb. That was super fun with Boogie and you and your mom. And just, that was delightful. And I think that was Sunday. We had everybody over to our Airbnb on Saturday night, everybody, the because everyone who came down.
All those crazy Cajuns.
All the crazy Cajuns met the Shanks. It was a whole hootenanny. Let me tell you.
That was a hootenanny.
It was a hootenanny. Those people would have never met. It was great.
I know. And now we're talking about all going to Louisiana.
I know. Now they all want to plan a trip. I mean, I'm like, what is going on? But that was delightful. And then we prayed over Thatcher after the dinner and, you know, just laid hands.
Can I just say that about got me?
I know.
That about got me. Okay. And that,
I believe you said, I'm mad at your husband or something. I believe you were, you were upset.
Yeah. Because I did really well. I mean, this is a grieving process.
Right. But Jody and I are not criers. We're not super criers.
But when Tim cracked, Tim was trying to talk. And when Tim cracked, Lord, y'all, I was in full blown ugly cry.
I heard somebody a sniffling and a snuffling. I couldn't figure out who it was, but I should have known it was
and
you.
And then I know you should have known, but yeah, I don't do well when men cry. Period. No. I'm out. But then at one point we here's my very disrespectful story on this. So we're all gathered around, and this is one of the precious moments. And the Broyles are all very, very good at this. In any time of anything, we're gathering around, we're laying hands, and we're praying.
Yep.
So at some point, I'm right there. I don't know why, but I'm right in front of Thatcher. And
because
I've got both
tiny,
hands.
So we had to push you.
Yeah,
right.
So I'm pushed up. I've got, you know, I'm double laying hands on him. Oh, I got two hands on
double
him.
Double dose.
Mm-hmm. He's getting some Holy Spirit in there.
Oh,
so
my.
And then I know that you're directly behind me, and I can hear you crying. And so I take one hand off Thatch and I reach back to put on you. And I'm so short. And all of a sudden I went in my head while all this beautiful praying is going on. I just went, I think I just grabbed her hoo-hoo.
Update. She did not. She did not grab any hoo-hoos. But yes, afterwards she's like, oh my word. I thought I maybe grabbed it. So, yeah, there you go. It's how it is with us, guys. It's just how it is. Sweet time, bittersweet time, lovely time. I'll put a few pictures up, but there you go. That's the update, and we're going to move on from it. We'll have other, you know, it is what it is, and we're all doing pretty well. We appreciate your thoughts and your prayers just, you know, for everybody that it just will. We do choose to trust in God. I know it can sound cliche, but you know, what other choice do we have?
That's right.
So that's what we choose to do. And there you go. I will say, we went to the Walmart. First of all, Florida is beautiful, y'all. It was hot as Hades and humid, and I almost couldn't breathe like the first day. But you know, it's beautiful. And I'm kind of like Joni. I'm a mountainy kind of person, but whenever I go to Florida and get down there, I do love a beach. I more than what I think I do. And I
love
really
to sit on the balcony
it.
And listen. I want to be right on the beach and I want to hear the waves come in.
And I always say, man, we got to come down here more often because it's so beautiful. So we're doing some grocery and all that. I will say, and even their stores and stuff, we pulled up at this Walmart and I'm like, it's got
was
like
it the
white,
blue one?
Yes, the beautiful blue.
Yes, it was gorgeous. Yes.
And it's got, there's trees all over the parking lot, of course, because they try to keep, you know,
some
sure
of the heat down.
Yeah, a little bit of shade. And it had little like kind of fake tilt out, you know, plantation shutters on it. And I'm just like, look at this Walmart. I was like, Tim, oh my goodness.
It did look so like the...
It was cute.
Old Southern.
Yeah, ours are horrible.
Ours
are horrible. But I will say, we got into that Walmart parking lot in Jupiter, Florida, and I don't know what's going on with y'all down there in Florida. I don't know if y'all have heat stroke. I don't know what's happening. There were shopping carts all over the parking lot, just willy-nilly everywhere. I kid you not. I took a picture. I took a couple quick pictures. I will post. I'll probably do it on social media. But anyway. The carts, it's like they just abandoned them. It's like the rapture came and they all got sucked up and the carts just got left wherever they were, all over. And then I took a picture, I looked, and there's the cart, you know, little collectors around. Yes. And I looked in that, took a picture, there wasn't a cart in it. There was not a cart in any
of
the collection things. And in fact, I don't know what was going on. I'm from Missouri. Like, I'm not used to this kind of human can't breathe heat. And I put my cart back. But let me say, there was even a cart stuck up on the little partition right next to the cart rack.
Yeah.
It was just sitting there right next to it. And I just want to say, I don't know what was happening. Now, we didn't see that to that extent again. We went to Publix several times. We went to even back to that Walmart, and it wasn't as bad. But whatever day and whatever was happening there, y'all, Florida people, man, they are not putting those carts up. They're just not doing it. So there you go. I was literally in shock. Tim was like, okay, enough about the carts. I'm like, Tim, they're everywhere. They're all over everywhere except the little cart collector. So I was triggered by that. But I got over that. Because
can I tell about my flight home?
Yes, please.
Okay.
Yeah, Joan got on an airplane and everything.
I did.
You did so good.
I don't necessarily have the aversion to flying that you do. I always get these messages from Holly.
I know.
Text as anytime she's about to fly. Hey, I'm in the tin can. Say something funny.
I'm in the tin can. Make me laugh. I know. I am doing a much better, but still, I went through a period there where it was like, ooh.
It is.
Yeah. So you got in the tin can.
So we flew Southwest, and I'm just going to go on record right here and say that. That's not my favorite.
Don't dog Southwest.
I'm not a big fan because if you fly Southwest all the time, you have all the inside information.
You do. You got to understand how Southwest. It works. Yeah. You got to understand how it works.
Okay. So going down there, I mean, we're like in the, you know, C class or whatever, because we didn't sign in.
Sign in 24 hours ahead. You got to do what they tell you.
All right. So then we realized that on the flight back, we sign in plenty of time. Now we're in the B group. Mm-hmm. We still did not get to sit together. Here's the thing. I want to pay for my seat. I want to know where my seat is. I want to sit with my family.
I will give you that.
That I don't like. But anyway.
I will give you that. That is the one. And in years past, like a lot of times when I've gone, it's just been Tim and me. So like, it's not super hard. But when we went to wherever we went, Florida last time in March, we didn't get to sit by each other. And I will give you that.
I don't like that. Yeah. I don't.
You want to be.
I'm
going to
buy
people.
A ticket.
You don't want to.
And I want a seat number.
Yeah.
I don't. You know. I'm not I do all get about that. This. So
I feel like you should be able to like check in, and then they assign you a seat in that.
Right.
They like that. I can understand. Like if you still want people to do that or whatever, but it does seem easier to assign it when they buy their tickets and be done.
So here's what I did not know on our flight home is we were flying because we had nonstop flights, which was great.
Yes.
But my flight where I was getting off in Nashville was the stop flight. The plane was bound for LaGuardia.
There you go.
Okay. So there's all these New Yorkers on here. And let's just be real honest. There's a difference between New Yorkers and Tennesseans.
What?
Yeah.
What are you talking about, Joni?
So there we are. There we are. Well, I end up sitting. And again, we're in big, but still, I guess everybody decided to pay the, you know, extra $40 and upgrade to A class. And so by the time we got there, we're still not sitting together. There are no two seats anywhere.
Oh my goodness.
So I did sit by this precious little girl and her mother, and they were missionaries. So we had a lovely conversation. You know, the girl's kind of young, so she's in the middle, and then I'm just talking and asking questions and you know, because I don't know if she's maybe a little scared of flying or, you know, I don't know. But anyway, we had the lovely conversation. But I'm here to tell you that flight, first of all, there was a dad was sitting by some kids behind us. And this mother kept getting up, going back, checking on him, talking to him. I mean, this is when the plane's trying to take off.
Oh.
And the stewardesses have told her like 15 times to please go have a seat.
Right. They're like, sit down.
We're about to take this Tennessee style. Let me just tell you
We're about to handle it for you.
We are about to handle it because I'm
Bless
ready
your
go
heart.
Home.
Bless your heart. We're about to handle you.
Yes. Okay. Yes.
Okay.
So, sweet cheeks, go get your seatbelt on.
Sugar muffin. It's
Sugar
time to sit down.
Muffin. Anyway, so I get off, though. I mean, the flight was terrible. We were dropping. We were up and dropping. We were, I guess, going over thunderstorms.
So,
I don't know.
There were so many storms that whole couple of weeks with everyone flying. It was a lot of storms.
You know? I mean, it was so bumpy. I kind of felt like I had on, you know, those belts that they used to put on you for weight loss. Where you, it's horrible.
Did you use your barf bag?
Horrible. I thought there were a couple of times, because normally I don't get sick.
Yeah.
But there were a couple of times that I thought, I'm going to barf.
That'll do it. Oh, jeez.
So they couldn't serve drink. It was so bad.
Oh,
they were
really?
Having a hard time getting drinks out, and they finally did. And the woman looks at me. I said, ginger
ale. Yep. I'd like a ginger ale right now. Make it a double. GA. Okay,
so anyway, we finally get on the ground in Nashville, and mother checks it back. None of the rest of us have checked it back, but you know, mother's checked. So we have to go down there. Well, we see this little family that I sat beside.
Mm-hmm.
And I said something about being a teacher or something. I don't know how that even came up, but the mother looked at me, and you know, Holly, I have plenty of friends that I graduated with who have grandchildren. I don't have grandchildren. I don't feel like I'm old enough to have grandchildren.
Right. Right.
I know that I am, but I don't feel like that. I don't feel like I look like a grandmother.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I don't.
Mm-hmm.
In my head, I'm 28. Well, actually, my body hurts a little more than 28. So let's go with, you know,
37. I was thinking 37. 37 is a good age. Yeah.
That's okay. Good mm-hmm. age.
Uh-huh. Okay. I'm with
you. So we get out, we're at baggage claim, and the little girl immediately runs up to me, and she's talking to me, and you know, just, she's so excited to see me somewhere other than the airplane now.
Right.
And we're talking and whatever. And I don't even know how it came, but the mother looked at me. She said, I started to ask if you were a grandmother because you're so good. You were so good with her. And I went,
That wouldn't have gone well. That ginger ale would have been flying.
I would have had to use the barf bag.
She would have had to use the barf bag.
She said, oh, but that you're a teacher. That makes so much more sense.
Yes.
I'm like, a grandmother.
I know.
Okay.
I know. We're And I can't tell the ages of anybody anywhere I am.
I know.
I'll see someone and I have no idea. I'll think they're older than me, and then they get to talking and they've got like 10-year-olds and they're or I think they're younger. I have no concept. So anyone could be a granny. I don't know.
Yeah.
Don't know.
Yeah. Anyway,
but
we landed.
Made it, thank goodness.
We landed. We got back to Savannah and we immediately went. I have a good friend who, you know, Paige,
okay.
Who has this 4th of July party every year, mm-hmm. but this was on the 3rd of July.
It's a good party.
So, it's a good party.
It's a good party.
I never miss an Ash mm-hmm. party because it's going to be a good mm-hmm. party. And so
you might've should have missed this one.
They live out. No, I went. So they live out in this little community called Burnt Church. And so Ron was tired. He came and he went to bed. Caleb and JB and I went out to Burnt Church. And it was great. I mean, she had the whole big Mexican spread going.
Ooh, nice.
And she had a band that she'd hired.
Nice.
It really a Chris Hennessy, and sat up there on the trailer. The gooseneck. What is the? It's not gooseneck. That's not right. Is it gooseneck trailer? Anyway, trailer bed.
Yeah, I guess
they had pulled up.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And he was playing guitar and the other guy had a fiddle.
Oh, nice.
I mean, we're looking out over the pasture and the cows. And
oh,
that
sounds
fantastic.
Awesome.
But then somebody, who I won't say their name, maybe had unknowingly a little too much to drink. And she grabs me. I'm walking over to go talk to somebody. And she grabs me and she starts dancing with me. Mm. And I go ahead, I'm dancing with her. I'm having a good time by this point.
Mm-hmm.
And at the end of the song, this woman thinks I have my bathing suit on because it's by the pool. I don't. I just got off an airplane in Nashville. She takes the hem of my skirt and she raises it straight up.
Joni.
And I
Oh no.
Yes.
You done flashed the party.
I done. And the guy, and then I get called out for the stage because then The singer says, well, I didn't know it was quite that kind of party. I said, you and me both, brother.
Oh, you and me both? I'm having hives. Oh, my gosh. That is, wow. Okay. I hope you had cute panties on, or I hope, well, whatever.
No, I'm going to tell you, because sometimes I think, like, the cute ones, like, set off security stuff. No, I had all my.
What?
No,
just, wait. Pause. Stop.
Okay.
What do you mean off the security?
Okay.
What are you talking
Anytime
about?
I have gone through airport security and I don't have on cotton panties, I get like frisked by like gorilla hands.
You think they see in that scanner?
I don't know if it's
your panties
or if it's got like some sort of.
You got metal up in your panties? What's going on in your. What's going on in there?
I don't know, but now every time I go through airport security, I got on some
some big old granny panties.
I do.
Well, no. I never, y'all, this is breaking news. Yes. This is breaking news.
I don't know, y'all. I'm just telling you, when I wear anything other than cotton panties, I get frisked by somebody with big old gorilla hands.
We just had to pause and go back on that because I just needed to. That's good that you updated. I will say you shouldn't be wearing synthetic fibers on planes because if you catch a fire, it'll melt to your body. There you go. There's a tip for you there. As opposed to like cotton and stuff, which will just burn off and leave you buck naked, but you won't have it all melted plastic on you. So take that tip. It's a little PSA. Yeah. Wear your granny panties. And
so when they find your body and you're coming home from Florida, all they're going to find then is, well, she got some pearls up in there.
It is too early, y'all. It's too early in the morning. I can't do it. Okay, back on track. You party. So, we're still at the party. Yes. You flashed the band.
So then I flashed the band. Inadvertently, I didn't flash the band. Somebody flashed the band with my body for me.
Oh. How's that? This is getting worse. I don't like it. So then later,
I look over, I'm sitting there having a conversation, and I look over and I say, Paige, she's in the pool with her dress on.
Okay.
And so she was just sitting kind of on the step. And then, then later she's in the pool. She said, Joni, come here. Will you bring me my cup? And I said, sure. And so I got
I don't think you need it.
And then as I'm setting it down, she says, lean down. I got to tell you a secret.
Nope.
I said, no.
Not falling for that one.
I said, I'm in a white dress. No, I'm not going in. I'm in a white dress. She said, so am I. And I said, I know. And we're about to see Christmas.
She did send the picture, y'all. I'm not gonna lie.
Yeah.
Yeah, she was in the pool in her white dress. You know what? Having a great time.
She had
just
a great
living
time.
Life and having a good old time. So
it was a good time.
That is exactly right. That does sound. You went right from Florida to a party to you just really did it. I'm telling you. Sure. I will say when I finally after basically doing nothing but like watching unpacking a little bit and watching makeup videos on YouTube and Marvel movies with Tim. After about 3 days of that, I did leave the house on Saturday with Tim. We got home Wednesday. I went out real quick to see my mother-in-law, but other than that, I just was home and exhausted.
You needed just to collapse.
Mentally. We had done a lot physically, but it definitely felt, anyway, just exhausted. Like I couldn't think of any. I was not motivated to do anything, which was fine. I gave myself tons of grace. I was like, yeah, okay. So after about 3 days of that, I finally did get a little motivated, and I was scrolling through Instagram as you do, and I follow this vintage antique mall place in St. Louis. It's called the Green Shag Market. It's my favorite one of all the ones in St. Louis. I have a couple others that I like, but this one for furniture, home decor, it's very heavy on mid-century and some really great like 70s the good 70s stuff. Like, it's so fun to walk through it because half the time I'm like, oh, yeah, we had that. Oh, yeah, we had those cups when we were growing up.
Yes, I love it.
Yeah, it's like memory lane. Yes. And we had very modern stuff. We had very modern 70s and 60s growing up because my dad was is an architect. So we didn't have, like, the fussy, like, Brady Bunch, or I don't know, like the, you know, brown glass. We had very modern kind of stuff, but they'll have it there and it's so fun. So I was scrolling through the Instagram and saw a couple of big shelving units that are like, they're about 2 feet by 2 feet by 18 inches. I don't know, just kind of these tall units with an open shelf on the top and then like a couple of little cabinets on the bottom. And they're this beautiful, they're not rattan, but kind of like a basket, like the sides are all covered in like woven wood, basket weavy, rattan-ish looking. And I was like, ooh, I like those. So we went to lunch on Saturday. They're only open like Friday through Sunday. This place is only open on the weekend. It kind of butters my biscuits, but because I like to go at other times when everyone's not there. So I said, Timmy, let's go look. I said, I gotta look at these cabinets. So we went and had some Mexican down near there and then went and looked at them. And they were, because I'm like, let me see how much they are, because you never know. These,
right.
They're not, it's not always, but they were very reasonable for what they were. And they were sturdy. And there was a matched pair, because I'm just like, ooh, it's like a pair. And they were just gorgeous. So we bought them. We loaded them in the truck and brought them home. So I felt, we came alive a little bit. And we did some rearranging. We're kind of, I'm in the mood. All that is to say, I'm now in the mode of like, okay, I'm ready to spiff things up around here. Because I haven't, let's just be honest, for sure, in the last 6 months, I've put everything on hold. Just, you know, for other things we were doing. And, you know, and that was fine. Again, it's not a problem. You don't have to, you know, there's seasons that you do stuff. But I look around and I'm just like, you know what? I've got a lot of areas that I've just set stuff, done stuff, you know, not paid any attention, just been going. And I'm like, it's time to, I'm ready to do a real, go in my basement and dig around and find stuff. So anyway, we got these and we ended up taking the treadmill out of our bedroom, which Tim has wanted for forever. It's actually in here now, which is good. And I put these two cabinets up around my bedroom desk. And did I take a before picture? No.
Of course not.
Did I think about taking a before picture?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
I did. I said, you know what? You never do. You never take a before picture. You better do that. And I didn't do it. I don't know. And that was in the back of my head for months. I've been like, you know, this desk area it's sort of, my desk is nice, but it's kind of makeshift. And I'm just like, too many little, it just was cluttery. And I'm like, I need to do something here. Well, I put these things on either side of my desk, cleared. I had a shelf unit on my desk, cleared that off. And it's like, I'm a grown-up person.
I'm so proud of you.
Thank you. It looks real good. I will put a picture. I'm not done. Like, I just threw stuff in the cat. We need to get a glass shelf for in the upper cabinets. And then I want to put lights down in it, you know, and all that. But for now, I'm just going to style it up and put stuff in it and call it a day for a minute. But so that kind of made me, I'm feeling kind of in that mode now.
Well, you are about to come back to life.
I'm coming.
Because.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
By the time this show drops, Holly and I will be on our way to North Carolina.
That's right, people, because that's what we do. We just distract. Oh, sorry. No.
Oh, boy. Be ready, because we will have some stories.
Yes, next week. We are. I'm very excited. This was a spur of the moment kind of thing. But when we were in Florida and Joni said, or sometime you texted me, said, let's go to North Carolina to see her beloved.
Listen, I miss my boy.
She misses her boy. We've been through all kinds of crazy. And I said, I'm in. I said, I'm in. Let's do it. So it'll be between
Garrett,
terms.
Here's the thing. So John Garrett has been begging me to come to camp. Mom, everybody wants to meet you, because they have this image of me. Every once in a while, my crazy comes out and I can mail my child every once in a while.
All the time.
I think they're going to be disappointed because I don't know that I'm going to live up to my reputation.
You just gotta be yourselves. Sometimes it's crazy and sometimes it's not, people.
Anyway, but I send my child crazy stuff to camp, like, you know, chicken, not real chicken heads, head mask. Mm-hmm. And a, you know, Billy Bob teeth and a, mm-hmm. you know, I, just crazy stuff. And then I send like mountains of cookies and
Really why they all love you.
So they all, oh, I'm going to tell this story because this is what I was so ready for.
Yes.
John Garrett has a habit of antagonizing people.
What?
I know.
Huh?
And I knew that he was giving the girls that work in the reception area at camp. They have a few girls that work there that they call sweethearts. And here's the thing. John Garrett will throw out all these hit on lines all the time. But oh, if anyone ever
even turned to respond, that boy would probably drill a hole into the earth and go down. He wouldn't know it. He'd be deer in the headlight. As long as he can be funny. Yeah.
But, you know, there have been a couple of times like he'll walk up to somebody and go, "Hey, girl, you gonna go to Denny's?" And one girl looked at him and said, "Yeah." And he about died.
Yep. Mm-hmm. So, I appreciate that.
I know that he is harassing these girls that work in reception because he's telling me. And mm-hmm. And it's all funny. It's an all. When I say harassing, it's not in a bad way.
No.
So I send a bunch of cookies and he'd been begging for cookies and brownies. So I make all this thing. But I found this shirt on Amazon where you can order a shirt and have printed on it whatever you want printed on it for $15.
Oh, yes.
It was so, it was worth every penny.
Yes, absolutely.
So I got a shirt that said, "I love the reception girl."
Mm-hmm.
And I laid it right on top. And everything worked out perfect so that when he, explain. Okay. They're not supposed to get, if they get food, it can't go in the cabins.
No, because the bears and the critters and all the things. Right. Yeah, you cannot have it in there.
So they can get food, but it has to sit in their car. They have to go put it in their car. So they have to open it in reception. Well, Caleb at some point says, "You know, Mom, I think the only time I had to open in front of anybody was Ron, who's the over the camp director." And he said, "So he may or may not have to open it there." And I thought, "Oh, that's not even going to be funny then, you know?" Mm-hmm. So, but lo and behold, somebody posted or camp posted a picture of John Garrett. And I commented under it. Well, the girl who's in charge of the media happens to be one of the reception girls.
Okay, there you go.
She went and friended me on Instagram.
Mm-hmm.
And I friended. So then we were Insta friends.
That, there you go. You got an inside connect.
Had an inside. So I messaged her and I said, "Hey, John Garrett's going to get a package that he doesn't know he's going to get. Please make sure he opens it. Tell him he has to open it in reception."
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, she did. The whole thing went off. And she sent me a picture of him and even his ears are red.
It's an expression on his face that I don't know I've ever seen. Yeah, you got him good. He opens up that package and on top is the t-shirt that says, "I love the reception girl."
Yes.
And he has to pull that thing out. Oh, it was priceless. It was pretty good.
I can't wait to hear the story anyway.
Yeah.
That
was pretty funny. So that was a good, so this is the kind of mom that Joni is. So we're going to head up there and take a few days. And we love going to North Carolina. And we were kind of talking, we miss, you know, now that we're not taking kids up there every summer, you know, it's a beautiful place that we love to go to. So we're going to spend a few days up there.
It's always very relaxing.
It is.
You know, it's
we're going to hit a few of our favorite spots in Black Mountain and, you know, who knows? I'm not going on that rafty thing that you've sent those old ladies.
I think
floating.
We need to go tubing.
Absolutely not. What?
It's just floating down a mountainous.
Well, I would do a gentle area, but let me tell you, I've got a tubing story that I'm not even going to share where Hudson literally almost died when he was little when we went tubing in North Carolina. So that's all I'm going to say about that.
When did you go tubing in North Carolina?
It was one of the camp times. We had picked somebody up. I think it was after we picked up Thatch and Abe, and we picked up. And usually what we would do is we'd spend a couple days kind of instead of just going straight home and getting in the car, you know, we'd go somewhere. Like, so I think this was, we went to Highlands, North Carolina once. This was the creek we did was Deep Creek, which is where they float. The camp goes floating. Anyway, we were complete. And this was still in my mental nervous times. So I don't know how I didn't just have a complete come apart. We were stupid. It was stupid. And I see the last time I tried to be okay. So we go and there's this tubing place. It's beautiful. Of course, it's beautiful. And there's different places you can get in, and the higher up you go, the more adventurous the water is, right? So as you get lower, the water calms down and it's more gentle. So there's like a couple points. Like if you just kind of want an easy float, you get in here, kind of a mid, you can get in a little higher, and then you can go all the way to the top and have a real, well, we went all the way to the top. I don't know what, Thatcher, Avery, Hud, myself, Hudson was little. He was little. And big parent fail, we decided we didn't need life jackets. I was feeling very adventurous. Like I said, I'm like, okay, you know, I'll be the cool mom. We'll go up there and do that. Little tiny hut. Now Thatcher was, you know, and Avery, anyway, she wasn't her favorite thing either after the point. So we go way up to the top. We get in. It is like raging rapids, drop off. Like it's a lot. And I mean, to where like you're going down this spot and you're going to go through these rocks, like it's crazy. And Thatcher's just laying back and he's just floating down and Avery's going, and poor Hud. I mean, again, he's little. He didn't, we were, this is one of those things. I promise you, there's not a lot of them in my, but I'm like, that was an act of the Lord. We were idiots to not put at least Abe and Hud in a life jacket, because we got to this one spot where you go down. And it puts you, if you don't hit it right, it puts you right into a rock. I got a scrape on my shoulder, went down, hit this rock, scraped the tar out of my shoulder. If you don't hit it right and get through, it'll slam you right up against this rock where the rushing water will just push you against that rock. And here's my tiny little boy about to go down that. No life jacket, so he's not going to pop back up. I mean, even with the life jacket. And I literally was like, he could die. It was terrifying. It was horrible. And then, so we get through that, of course, and it was really scary. And he was scared. I mean, it was a lot. And then after that, and I'm like, again, this is my mental nerve. I praise God I didn't have an anxiety. Like, I really didn't. I think it just kicks in. You're like, you just can't or whatever.
You're but I'm in like, survival mode.
Yeah. I'm like, how do we get out? We can't get out of the, there was nowhere to get out. The banks are steep. You know, this is the rushing. It's steep and the banks are steep. You can't get out. So the only way to do is to go forward. So we go. It's horrible. And we finally get to a spot we can get out. And Ava and Hud and I are like, whoop, out we go. We done. It was pretty he was little. It was scary.
Yeah.
And he legit, it was one time that I'm sitting there watching going, ooh, this could be really bad. Like, this could go very, I'm like, Tim, get, like, Thatcher was down with Avery. Tim is going to come down behind him. And I'm like, you cannot let him, like, you have to be ready to grab him. It was horrible. Sorry. I'm glad to share that. It literally gives me, like, trauma. So all that is to say, and then afterwards, but we just watched and we watched Tim and Thatch continue the float, and we did all that. But so I would consider like the lower down area was fine.
Okay.
But I ain't going up in that, and I ain't doing what those women were doing under that bridge and all that craziness. No, ma'am. And I'm not going. And
wait,
I'm not going through.
I'm
not going through a car wash with you. I'm not going through a car wash. I feel unsupported. If y'all look at our Instagram. Joni and I, I'm going to, every once in a while I post little pieces of our text messages so y'all can just see, you know, are.
Holly
and she mocks me.
Holly sends me a picture of this crazy face of like terror, you know, complete terror. And she said, I just went through the car wash by myself and I'm okay.
I had
and
to I drive went, through it.
Wait. Are you afraid? Because I know Holly's a little nervous about, you know, some kind of wacky things, but I went, wait. Are you afraid of car washes? She said, no, I'm afraid of small spaces, of being closed in
small
spaces. Right,
not being claustrophobic, right.
And I said, so yes.
Yeah. So, yeah, you are afraid of car washes. Got no support. I got no encouragement. And I really need to go again. And I'm trying to decide before I come down there with the truck. I'm like, oh, I really would like to get it cleaned and vacuumed out, but I'm like, I don't want to. They used to take it through for me. That's the thing. We pay for a membership for this car place with unlimited washes, da 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 da. And it used to be like a few month or two ago, probably longer than that. You get out, and the little dude drives it in, and then you know, it just goes on through or whatever. And then you wait and they pull it out and they vacuum and they do all the stuff. And I understand why they've now gone to the kiosk at the front and you stay in it. So then you can pull it up, you can pull it through, and then you get out when you're after you pull it up at the place where they vacuum out. But I'm like, I pay a lot of money. Get in this car, little boy, and drive this thing through. But I did it. I closed my eyes. I did it. And I'm next time I swear I'm going to call. I'll video for y'all. I'll video it. It's fine. All right.
Are you ready for my recipe?
I really am ready for it. And it better
be good. We're going to do.
Give it to
water,
me.
I can't say. I can never say it. We're going to do a watermelon caprese.
Oh, say I've it. Had that. Caprese. Okay. Caprese.
Caprese?
I think that's caprese, right. I don't know. Someone caprese, tell us.
Whatever. Okay.
Yes. Give it to
Look,
me.
Look, here's what you're going to do. You're going to chop up some watermelon, you know, just in about 1-inch cubes. Get you some mozzarella balls, some fresh basil, and then you're going to make a little, you can do just balsamic vinegar. You can do a balsamic reduction. Yum. All that means, y'all, is you're going to pour some balsamic vinegar in a pot and cook it until it thickens up a bit. Mm. Now, I'm all about easy now. So what you could do with these, though, and they are wonderful. I know we're past the 4th of July, but you could do them, you know, anytime. If you put it on skewers and just get like watermelon and then your mozzarella and then, you know, fold your basil leaf and skewer all that and drizzle that balsamic over it. But frankly, that takes a lot of time. And so I'm all about throwing it in a bowl and go, here you go. Serve yourself.
Oh, okay. Yeah. So not doing it as the skewers, but just really doing it as a lovely salad.
Just doing it as a lovely salad.
Yeah. No, I think that's great.
You can do either one. And they do make, you know, like I'll get 4th of July, I'll get those picks that have the big red, white, and blue kind of looks like a firework on the end of it.
Sparkly things.
Sparkly things. And they make lovely skewers. But if you don't want to take the time for that, you can throw it all in as a salad. So there's that. And I'll post all that recipe. Yeah.
That's nice and cool and refreshing and easy. Yeah. I love that.
It is. Yeah. Which is easier than, you know, the last recipe of the cherry berries on a cloud that takes 3 days to work.
Right. And the cherry chicken kebab. Like you did a couple of windingers. So we needed a nice, easy salad to go with all.
I love kebabs. It just, if you don't have people helping you,
they're work.
It's just, it's a lot.
It is. But they're so festive and they're so good. I love the combination of like the, you know, all the stuff on there. Just they look pretty, but you're right. It's a lot.
Yeah.
That's a lot of work. Okay. Yep. That's really good. Okay. Are you ready for my top three?
Top three.
I thought it was my top three.
No, it's me.
No, oh, I don't know. We skipped a week. It's me.
Oh, good. Oh, go right ahead.
It's me.
Go right ahead. I'll save mine for next week. I'm ready.
I'm saying it because I got a good one.
Okay. You got a good one. Okay.
Story.
Oh, give it to me.
Okay. I'll save the last one for the story. One, I like Grace on BritBox. It's a British show. It's about a detective, and his name is Roy Grace.
Oh, that's right. Okay, Grace. Okay, gotcha.
Grace.
Okay.
And I like it.
Okay. Now, what's the premise? Just give us a little bit of just kind of the where does it kind of time period, place, kind of what type is it?
It's modern day. Mm-hmm. And he, you know, the main storyline right now, his wife just disappeared one day.
Ooh.
He has no idea what happened to her. It was his 40th birthday or maybe their anniversary. I'm not sure because it kind of bounces around. But she kissed him and walked out the door and he never saw her again. He doesn't know if she left on her own. He doesn't know if she's been murdered. He doesn't know if she was kidnapped and, you know, she's just disappeared. So she's been gone for about 6 or 7 years and he's trying to move on with his life now. But it's just a lot of, I mean, he's a detective. So you have all these mysteries and these cases and that he tries to solve.
Is it in like London? Is it in, obviously it's in England somewhere, but is it like
it is
country,
or is it
more city?
It is more city, but I don't know exactly what.
Okay. Yeah. One of the bigger cities. Okay. Okay.
And I'm not sure where.
Oh, I feel like I've seen some of those, but I'm going to have to go back and look.
Yeah.
Okay.
Grace on BritBox.
All right.
Okay. And my next one, the singer Chris Hennessy. And he has a song that I'm going to post called Twilight in the South.
Ooh.
Yeah.
That sounds like good. Him.
He is up and coming. He's, you know, I'm not going to say he's under a label yet, but he does have an album out. And
he's on Spotify, probably.
Most likely. I imagine.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. Chris Hennessy.
Nice. Oh, he's that sounds great.
Yep. From a little town just north of here. So, okay. My last one.
Yes.
At the Airbnb we stayed at, or the VRBO, whatever, Vrbo.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Oh, here she goes. I know what she's going to say.
They had some little extras there that were not advertised on the site. And I walked into my bathroom and looked down and went, what in tarnation is that?
Why is there an extra toilet in here?
It wasn't an extra toilet. It was a add-on. It was, and it's on Amazon.
Oh, right. It attaches to the toilet.
It attaches to the toilet. Y'all, they had a bidet in there.
Yes.
But now I'm threw Holly off because I start calling it a boudet.
She did. And she said, they got a boudet up in here.
And she started to mock me. And
say, to get the sand.
She said, it's a bidet. And I said, it's a boudet because it cleans your boudet. Your boudet.
It gets the pearls up out of
it. Gets the
it cleans out all that stuff so you don't get pearls.
I'm just going to tell y'all I found it quite delightful.
Oh, gosh.
Now, Caleb thought it wasn't working fast enough, and it had a remote control.
Okay. Did it really?
Yes, as it comes with a remote control. Like
no,
you can
I can't.
Increase the intensity or whatever. Well, it takes a minute, you know, for the water and for it to work. So Caleb thinks, this isn't working, and he increases the intensity. I think he probably got more of an enema than a boudet.
No, than a boudet. She texts me. She's like, I'm in my bathroom, and there's a boudet in here. And I'm like, what is going on? What is happening over there?
I'm just going to tell you, it was rather, I mean, it heats the seat, but here's my story. But this really is like one of my favorites. I looked it up on Amazon. It is a bit pricey. It's about $500. So if you've got, you know, $500 to put an attachment on your toilet.
Okay.
But I'm still saying it's one of my favorites. But here's my story. The water, I guess, fills into the little seat attachment. I don't know, because that may be what warms the seat. I don't know how all this works. But anyway, I had to lean up for something. And then I sat back down. I thought, I just peed. I didn't even feel that. And I'm very confused. Mm-hmm. And I'm thinking, I mean, we're at that age that stuff's, shutting down.
Ma'am.
And I'm
thinking, ma'am. You're at that age.
You could be grandma. And I'm thinking, that airplane has just done something and my bladder's failing now.
Oh, that's it.
My bladder. And it happened like two or three times. And I'm like, seriously, I'm going to have to go to the doctor because my bladder is,
it's coming out.
I don't feel like I have to go. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I don't even fit, but it's coming out. And I don't know what. So, I mean, I'm like very terrible. Disturbed. Like for about 3 days, I'm like,
guys, I'm so sorry.
And thankfully, let me just get real personal here.
Oh.
Thankfully, I found like they had some panty liners in there. And I thought, well, I better wear one of these because I'm going to pee myself. I don't know what's going on. So anyway,
the struggle's
real. The bathroom kind of had like this, or the toilet area had like the sliding door, and then the rest of the bathroom is there. So I'm about to get in the shower, and Ron is in the bathroom, and he says, after about 3 days, he said, how come water comes out of this seat every time you sit on it?
It was the boudet.
It was the boudet.
Well, what was it doing? Squirting water when you
boudet.
Didn't.
It was the
It was
boudet.
Not your boudet. It was the boudet. Why was it squirt?
I think the water comes in, I think, to heat the seat.
But why maybe. Is it squirting out?
And I guess when you sit on it and you put pressure on it.
Oh, gosh. Okay.
I don't All know.
Right. Okay.
But water for All 3 days, y'all.
3 days.
3 days. Uh-huh. I thought that my bladder was done for.
Okay.
It's a goner.
Okay. But it's
worried
not.
About this.
Everything's fine. She's good. It was the boudet.
My bladder's intact.
Okay. Oh, it's man. All right.
It's good. But
thank you for that top three.
You're welcome.
That was great. We appreciate it. So thanks for listening, everybody. This was a good time just to laugh together and share. And we will be back. We travel, but we're going to record. Well, I guess we'll record at your house or wherever we are on Monday.
Yep.
Or Tuesday or whenever we can get somewhere we can record. I'll bring my stuff.
Whenever,
so we'll do that.
Y'all, we don't know where we're going or what we're doing.
We don't know. We might stay in a haunted hotel room. We're not sure yet. We're not sure on that, but we're thinking about it. So stay tuned. Thanks for being a part. Thanks for sharing. Share this with people that you know and that you love and that you don't love. Whatever you feel is appropriate. Whatever you want to do. And we will talk to you soon. Goodbye, cornbread.
See ya, Mini Pearl.
Oh,
peace out.
You're Mini Pearl.
Oh, yeah, Mini Pearl. See ya. Who are you, corn dog? It's been 2 weeks. What's your name?
We don't even know. Your grandkids are going to call you Granny Corn Corn.
No, they're not. They're going to call me Mini Pearl. No. All right. I'm giving you a pearl necklace for Christmas.
I love that. I already have one, though.
Yeah, but now you're going to know where it came from. Sunshine.
Good morning. Do you like my new? I'm a little different spot.
You are in a different spot. What's that big deer head back there?
That's my. That was my origami, okay. My paper deer head that Tim gave me one Christmas. I had put together. It's like a model. It's navy blue. It's like really. I love my deer head.
All right. All right.